Hey, IKR listeners, probably not the voice you were expecting. My name is Caleb Mathis. I'm the producer of IKR, and I've been in that role since day one. And one of my main jobs in that role is taking a 60 or 90 minute conversation and cutting it down to about 20 or 25 minutes so that you, the listener, has a seamless experience. And I'll be honest, sometimes that job is really hard because there's some awesome conversations happening as we put together the seasons of IKR. We just had a great conversation a couple days ago with Kim Botto on family, and there was so much good stuff that I did not want to leave on the cutting room floor. So we've got a bonus episode of a Q&A with Kim Botto on different topics involving all different types of families, and you can think of that as a gift from me, from the producer to you. So this is a bonus episode. Hope you enjoy it.
So, Kim, we can't let you go without hitting you first up for some practical wisdom, because not only do you run Children, Family, Student Ministry for all of Crossroads, but you also have your own family.
I do have my own family.
Of multiple generations.
Multiple generations.
Adopted and bio. I mean, you have a lot packed in there. So we're going to hit you with some questions. First question I have is, I want my kids to like me when they're 25, 30, you know, as they age. What did you do or what could you do to help that to take place?
Gosh, I feel like I can tell you more about things I didn't do well to do it.
However you want to answer.
Like focusing on what they did instead of who they are. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd spent more time telling them who they are than reminding them of something that they did. I have a therapist, just so everybody knows.
Amen.
So my
we're pro therapists. Yes.
So my therapist
totally
actually told
fine.
Me once, you know, like when my kid gets in trouble in school and they're punished at school, I don't need to punish them again. Mm-hmm. Instead, when they can come home, I remind them of who they are. I wasn't so great at doing that. Mm-hmm. I think as they got older, I got much better at that. Part of that is adopting our two youngest daughters really helped me understand the power of relationship, and relationship is really the key in getting our kids through all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But, and I'll say too, we had a ton of fun as a family, tons of fun. And I'm not talking big old expensive trips. I mean, our kids forever, you know, they thought the beach was, there's some lake down in Kentucky that you can get a really cheap place. They thought that was the beach. And seriously, the beach was about as wide as this room. And this room is what? 10 feet
wide,
yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And they thought it was awesome, but we had fun. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband would come home from work. I remember one time he jumped in the bathtub with his work clothes on and his work shoes.
So, fun.
I think fun's important.
Fun relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Latasha.
Tell me about location. Like, is that really important? Should I just follow Maya everywhere she goes to college and
it's
everywhere?
A thought.
What do you think about that?
Well, it depends on where she's going, Latasha. She's going to San Diego. Definitely yes. Follow her, and I will come with you.
Yes.
You know, our kids right now, they all live within a 2-mile radius, but that wasn't the case even a year ago. They were a couple hours away. They were spread. You can't control where they live. Mm-hmm. But with technology these days, you know, FaceTime. I mean, you can actually see their apartment and you can see their workspace and you can walk to them to work. I mean, when my daughter was having babies up in Columbus, you know, those kids knew me not because I was physically present, but because they saw my face.
That's sweet.
And I think if we get too hung up on the location part, then we really miss out.
Mm, that's great.
Okay. What if I'm in the middle of a conflict with someone in my family right now? What is the first thing you would tell me to do? Give us some broad
advice. If you have
advice.
A conflict with your family, I mean, first, this will sound cheesy, but spend time taking it to the Lord. I know when I have a conflict, I need to examine myself first to see where I have responsibility for things that I have done. Mm-hmm. And then it always goes to communication. You can't resolve conflict if you're not talking to somebody. Okay. And at some point, conflicts can't be resolved. Not all conflicts can be resolved.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Take responsibility for what you can take responsibility for, and then stop there.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Put a period on that.
That's it.
And communicate.
Yeah.
And if the communication doesn't resolve the conflict, it's okay for there to be something on the table. What if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel of a conflict? Is it okay to set it aside and keep moving?
Yes. And I think you get wise counsel. I mean, there's been times where I've gone to Latasha and she will help me figure out, is this something I need to just set aside? And you might be praying about it, journal about it, talking to others about it, not talking about that person, but that's going and saying, what should I be doing here? Wise counsel is so important.
Because you're too deep in your own family
stuff, right?
Right. You need to read your words you just texted to somebody else.
That's right. In all of your stuff. I mean, you just need wise counsel.
And they can go, you need to apologize because that was not okay.
Oh, you said that in that tone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. It's on you. Ouch.
What if I just don't desire to have a relationship with family? Am I missing something? Like,
that's a great
question. I mean, really, what if I just don't want it? Is that a thing?
Sure, it's a thing. And there are, especially, I work with so many kids from trauma. Mm-hmm. And sometimes family is just toxic and it doesn't help us be the best version of who we are. We're not meant to be in a relationship with everybody. Jesus isn't in a relation with everybody. Actually, Jesus walked away from some things. Mm-hmm. But that's where we have to get wise counsel, where we're not doing it just because we're bitter.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, the positive message of culture is there are other families you can attach yourself to.
That's right.
That is the wonderful part of what's happening right now in our culture is if your own parents, and you've reached that through wise counsel and health as much as any of us are capable of that.
Yep.
If that's not who you can be in deep relationship with, there are other versions of family for you.
Right.
Latasha's lived, and you are in relationship with your parents. I don't mean to suggest you're not, but you've lived another version of family where there's all kinds of people that are in your, quote, family that are not your blood relatives.
And when my blood relatives come here, I always make it a point to make sure that they know. I'll bring my dad to work and say, Dad, here's so-and-so and here's such-and-such. Like, here are the people that I talk to you about all the time. Like, so that, and hey, here's my dad. Like, you see it. Like, here's a guy that I always talk about. I think it's important for people to know that there is a family out there for you in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. A family exists.
And if we're believers, we do have an extended family.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important for our kids to know that it's not just blood relatives. Like in my case, not all my kids are my blood relatives, but they are absolutely my family. I sometimes forget that I didn't give birth to them.
That's sweet.
Okay, so I know we haven't talked about this a lot. I'm going to shoot this at you because it's not been the experience of anyone in this room to talk out of, but I actually have a very good friend going through a divorce. I'm sure that's very common with your students. What if you're divorced and you're seeing the impact of that on your family? How do you begin to recover and rebuild family? What are some of the common things that you see in divorced families that you interact with? What's the need there? How can those of us that are friends and loved ones, like, love and assist that?
I think, first of all, with divorce, even if we don't like our kid's father, they're still our kid's father. And Latasha, you've done such a great job with this. We need to honor that relationship, you know, figure out what it means to have a safe relationship with them, because that's going to look different depending on, you know, the situation. Divorce is hard. I would say the biggest thing I see is when people get divorced and just talk awful, mean stuff about we shouldn't be talking awful, mean stuff to our kids about anybody. Now we can tell them how to be safe with that person, but that's just not how we're supposed to talk about people. And especially our kid's parent.
That's great. Yeah. And as a friend who's been in the process with a friend, I think it's super important to not fall into that as a friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had a friend years ago who was going through a really hard situation with her husband, and he was doing some stuff that was just not right. I mean, no matter how, it was not right. And I was so tempted to sit there with her and complain about him, and I didn't. And they actually reconciled, mm-hmm. and they're still together now. And that would have not helped her. Now, I wanted to keep her safe, so there were things I helped with to keep her physically safe. But, gosh, they've been married 30-some years now, and I would have wrecked that relationship.
You got to be a fan of the marriage, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in divorce, I think being a fan of the marriage is upholding both of those people. Yeah. The challenge that I have had is to say, I see that, and I don't want that for you, and I'm a fan of your marriage, mm-hmm. you know, and that means I love and support your husband as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tricky. That's real, real tricky when there's
tricky.
When the crap's hitting the fan.
Right.
Yeah. So that can be tricky. So I just know that you probably interact with many, many divorced families mm-hmm. just in your job here at Crossroads.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm telling you, there are times I just want to take a parent by their shoulders mm-hmm. and take them over in the corner when they say mean, ugly things about a parent in front of a kid. And you can see the kid is just mm-hmm. crushed because, I mean, I talk to kids whose parents have done things to them that are unspeakable. They still love their parent.
Right.
That's a bond that God created that just isn't easily broken.
Kim, it's always so much fun, and I do mean this, when I get a chance to spend time with you and get your wisdom and sit at your feet, like, it's always great. So why don't you give us, like, one final thought before you leave?
Latasha, I so appreciate you, and it just makes me feel kind of awkward, actually, for you to say that you're sitting at my feet, soaking in my wisdom, because, yes, it does. Because what I want to say is, I'm one of you guys. I'm a mom who struggles. I'm a mom who tied my kid to the chair. I don't always do things well, and God forgives us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do something that we wish we hadn't, apologize to our kids. You know, I apologize to Rachel for tying her to the chair. Apologize to them. Focus on the relationship. And parents, you can do it. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do things like that, like tie her to the chair, you know what? I then sat back that night. I'm like, okay, what can I learn from this? Because if we do something that we wish we hadn't done, then how do we prevent ourselves from doing it in the future?
Mm-hmm.
We think about it. And do you know what I thought, you know what? Before I make a threat, I'm going to make sure that it's something I really mm-hmm. are willing to uphold. And I truly believe that children are the greatest gift. And I want to say to people who are listening who don't have kids, mm-hmm. I have a good friend who so desires to have kids and be married, and she's not. But she's a matriarch.
Mm.
She's a matriarch in her friend circle. She has, you know, nieces and nephews mm-hmm. that love her, that she is building into their life.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of whether you have children biologically or not, we as women, God created us to be nurturers, and it doesn't have to be our blood kids that we do that with.
Because there's always going to be a need for family.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
And never more obvious than now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Thank
or come alongside a family that's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help co-parent them. If I look at the way that God fathers me, it's about relationship. It's about grace. It's not about, sometimes he lets me experience severe pain. Mm. He doesn't always cause it. Sometimes he allows it. Sometimes he causes it because it's discipline. Because he knows that's what's good for me, and it's getting me to the long-term place that he wants me to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we look at family, especially as our role as parents, I think looking at how God parents us with that combination of truth and grace and with the eye on the long haul rather than right now, it's so easy as parents to get caught up in what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we're about. We're not about the grade a kid makes on our test right now, you know, whether they pass that class
mm-hmm.
or not. We're about helping them to be the best version of what they want to be, which is exactly what God wants for us. And that's what I want for my kids and my family.
Awesome.
That's great.
That is great.
Thanks, Kimball.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.